On or off the farm, we have to navigate transitions. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Life is filled with transitions and the stresses that go along with them. Rural mental health specialist Monica McConkie.
When you're talking about any kind of transition, you know, helping your kids leave home and go to college for the first time, jobs, active duty to civilian lifestyle, farming to not farming, the more communication we have around it and the more of a plan we can make, the better off we are, because then we are looking at the transition and walking through it from an objective, rational standpoint versus the stress, the emotion, the fear, those feelings being big.
McConkie says it helps to know if a transition is coming. That way you can start addressing it from a mental health standpoint early on.
I do this with people who are having to sell their cows due to either their own health or financial issues. And they don't want to, of course, but we talk about it before it happens. If I can get to them then, if I know about it then, and we just do some prepping. And we even talk about what's it going to be like to walk through the empty barn. What's it going to be like? What are you going to do with your time when for years from this time to this time you are milking?
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.